listening to the Ladies of Leet with your hosts, Nicole, Kim, and Stephanie. These ladies will pwn you.
Welcome to Ladies of Leet, episode 7 for December 13th, 2009. This is a show about video games, and we just happen to be women that play them. So I'm your host, Nicole Spag, and with me is Kim.
Hi, Kim. Hi there.
And unfortunately,
and I'm a woman.
Yes, you are a woman. Lady of Leet. And unfortunately, Stephanie is not with us today, but in her place, we have the talented, wonderful Veronica Belmont.
I am also a woman.
Yes. And we'd love to play video games.
Yes.
And that's what this show is about.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming. We really appreciate it.
Of course.
So for those of you that aren't aware, Veronica does a number of podcasts, including Techzilla. She does Core on the PSN, as well as Sword and Laser, right, with Tom?
Yes. Yeah. So
is there anything else that you do? You're a very busy lady.
Not podcast-wise. I've been working on a few different articles lately. I've been writing a column for MaximumPC.com called Trending Topics, and I'm also writing a new column for Double X, which is a blog from Slate.
Oh, very cool.
So, yeah, so a lot of work.
Yeah. And how, just out of curiosity, I'm not familiar. I know you play WoW and you're a member of AIE.
Mm-hmm.
And were you one of the founding members?
I was.
You were.
I was.
But
I actually came up with the name AIE.
Really?
I did.
Oh, that's really cool.
I know. It feels, sometimes I forget because it's been 3 years, I guess, now. It's got to be 3 years.
Yeah,
it's,
at least.
It's been a long time, when it first came up.
Yeah, and I've taken a lot of extended breaks. I just took like a two month long extended break, and I've never canceled my account or anything. But there have been a few times when I've had to take some time off from the game to either do other stuff or just because, I don't know, other stuff has come up.
Are you like me where you're like, okay, I'm going to cancel it, but you've paid so much far ahead that you can't cancel it?
No, I've never even considered canceling it. I don't know if I ever could do that. But I'm bad with that kind of thing. I've had a gym membership and I haven't gone in 6 months.
Oh, yeah. So, me too.
Me too.
I'm one of those.
I think all of us are a little bit like that.
Right, it would somehow be giving up if I canceled, even if I knew my characters were still there.
I have a Wii Fit that's sitting in the closet that I'm like, I'm going to bring that out someday.
Oh, yeah. That lasts all of a week.
Yeah, mine's sitting right in front of me by the TV, and my husband's like, what's that white thing there? You know, I'm like, yeah, I know, honey, I know.
So bad.
Get to it.
So how long have you been playing video games in general? I mean, were you originally a PC gamer or consoles, or what was your entry into gaming?
I started out as a console gamer. My mom worked for Coleco, so I had a ColecoVision.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then I was Nintendo for a really long time. I had an NES and a SNES and a Nintendo 64. And I went through that whole line of consoles. I had a PS2. And then after I graduated college, we got the Xbox and the PS3.
That's
so, yeah, it's been mostly consoles, although I've gotten much more into PC gaming lately. I think WoW really kind of brought that on because I started playing WoW on my Mac back in the day when I had the G5 tower. And I was like, oh, this is a great game that I can play on my Mac. And it's, you know, it works just as well as it would on the PC for the most part. And then from there, I eventually bought a gaming PC because I didn't want to keep having WoW on my main machine because it was just taking up too much space. And I kind of want to separate my gaming from my day-to-day work stuff on my laptop. And so then I bought a gaming PC, actually built one. And now I do almost all my gaming there. It's pretty
cool.
Funny.
It's almost scary how similar our stories are. That's pretty much, except for I didn't start with a ColecoVision. I started with an Atari 2600. But my cousin had a ColecoVision that I always wanted to go over and play.
Yeah.
Okay. Seriously, I started with Pong, but I think I'm a little older than you guys. So.
Oh, I did have, my mom had a computer that I installed like SimAnt and SimFarm on, and so I played some of the Sims games way back when.
Oh wow!
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah. So, it wasn't my own computer, though, so it doesn't count.
So besides WoW, what's one of your favorite console games that you just loved and have fond memories of?
Oh, you mean from back then or from what I've been playing now?
Just, you know, in general. I mean, no one can actually have, I think, just one It's kind of like potato chips. but just in general, is there any game that through the years of you've really enjoyed?
Let's see. Some of the standouts have been the Ocarina of Time.
Oh,
I loved that game.
Yes, so
passionately
have I.
Loved that game. And the Wind Waker was great too. What else did I play that I really loved? Final Fantasy X was a big one for me. You know, I guess it was like 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yes, I think it's been that long.
I played that one to death. And then, you know, back in the NES days, like A Boy and His Blob and Commando and all the Mario Brother game, Donkey Kong Country.
Oh, I love Donkey Kong Country.
Oh, memories.
Donkey
Kong Country was
awesome. Did you play Banjo-Kazooie too?
I never played Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh, really?
I tried that one.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that one. That one's like one of my favorites out there from the Nintendo 64 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played all the Marios. You know how it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder how many Marios there's actually been.
I was wondering that the other day, actually.
There's been a lot. Just for me, Mario 3 was, I really enjoyed that one. That was probably one of my favorites.
I know, all the spinoffs, or at least all the games that Mario's even been in, like the... all the Brawl games and the Mario Kart games.
Well, and then there's Wario and Yoshi stuff. Yeah, all of those.
The extended family games.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to talk today about, we're going to bring our WoW talk to the top of the show since just recently, what day was it, Kim, that 3.3 patch dropped?
This past Tuesday, so that was.
There you go.
Yeah,
and a lot of changes have happened.
Oh yeah,
for the better.
Yeah,
I think
this was a big one.
So, what are some of the things that you had the notes? And I know,
Well, of
each of us have kind of gotten in and played a little bit.
The big one is Ice Crown Citadel. I mean, they brought the whole new dungeon in, and it's pretty cool the way they did it. They're bringing in the five man, and you have to progress through the five man. And then there's also the raid with the 10 man, and you actually get to fight Arthas in this, which is so cool. And you know, I think on the five man, Lady Sylvanas is in there if you're Horde, and it's Jaina Proudmoore if you're the Alliance. And they take you through that last dungeon in the five man. And it's really cool to be that immersed in it. And you get to the end and you see the Frostmourne sword and you see Arthas come out. And I thought that was pretty cool. Have you guys played that yet?
Yeah, I'm laughing because I came in right on top of 3.3. Like I hadn't played, like I said, in a couple months. And so when I decided I was going to get back into it, I came in and installed the patch and suddenly everything was totally different.
Oh,
and I haven't even listened to any podcasts lately. So I had no idea.
So
like I kind of knew I had heard about 3.3, but I hadn't listened to the instance or anything. And so I didn't know what to expect. And all of a sudden there's all this random dungeon stuff and the grouping and Ice Crown Citadel. I was like, this is awesome. And I got my little pup.
Yes, I forgot about that. You get, if you have an authenticator on your account, you get a little
Corehound pup. The Corehound.
Yes.
Oh, I have to go put my authenticator back on my account. Oh crap!
He's the little one from Molten Core, and he is so cute. He throws a little bone up in the air and catches it, and digs in the ground and rolls around.
Oh, that sounds cute.
They also implemented the Cross Realm Dungeon Finder, and with this. It's you go into the looking for group tool, and it's so much better than other looking for group tools they've come up with in the past. Oh, yeah. This one's very easy to use. And so far, I've got into 5 or 6 different pugs now across realms, and they've all been great because they match you with your gear score. And so, you know, you're in this dungeon with like – people. And so, you know, you're not going to be thrown in with a tank that you're going to be pulling aggro off every 2 seconds because, you know, he just can't keep the threat up. So it's been really cool. If you get 100 points and you get a point for every time you go into a pug that it's a random member. Mm-hmm. And so if you go into 20, at the minimum, 25 dungeons with the looking for group tool, you get a little perky pug.
So cutest pet in the game.
Oh,
easily.
Do you know the pet vendor in Dalaran who you can buy the little, what is it? He's a little dinosaur they have two new pets in that one you can buy for 40 gold each. There's an albino snake and a calico kitty cat.
But there's always been a calico cat in the game.
Yeah.
Is he a new calico cat?
But that's Alliance side, right?
I think this is one that the Horde can buy as well.
And
they don't have to do the, doing it at the neutral auction houses.
So yeah, you can go buy either one of those, both of them, for 40 gold each. So I thought that was kind of neat.
So in guild chat today, I was watching it and they were talking about the perky little pug. And what it does is it, sits down on its butt and it scoots across, how it does
the scoot.
So basically it's wiping. So it's like a pug wipe.
Oh,
get it?
I didn't even think of that.
Oh, that's funny.
Is that not clever?
That's very clever.
I was cracking totally up. I can't take credit for that because someone in our guild said it, but I just thought that was so funny. I had to mention it.
Yeah, the only person in our guild that I've seen it out in the game is Fusk.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the pug, and we were playing with it last night, and I was like, oh my gosh, I got to do it. And how has your experience been with these new pugs using the Dungeon Finder?
I've had no trouble at all. I've had great groups. Every single group that I've done, they've been, and it's kind of weird. I think I've had better luck with these groups than making groups myself because these guys are just, boom, let's get through this as fast as we can. And it was just, getting through a dungeon in no time at all. So I've had great experience so far.
Yeah, I just experienced it for the first time today. Ralph, Xanar, and Tiny Toot, we all grouped up, and it was so funny because when we went into
that's
the queue,
not really a random pug.
Well, the random person that we got happened to be an AIE member.
Oh, funny.
So it was like, oh wow, hey.
On our server, the chances of that happening are very high.
But does it only happen? Is it across servers?
I believe it is. Yeah,
it goes with your battle group.
Oh, interesting.
So whatever battle group you're in, those are the realms that you can be matched with.
And the fact that I don't have to now pick up daily dungeons is great. And I get the money right then. And you can actually leave the dungeon and go repair. And then up in the top right-hand corner where the eye is.
You can?
Yes.
I did not know that.
And then you can go back.
Really?
With the little click. Yep, right click.
Oh, wow. All right, I'm going to try that later.
Yep.
Well, I'm an engineer, so I have my little Jeeves there. So I never worry about those kind of things.
Yeah, I love
Unless
your
I'm
Jeeves.
Wiping like every 2 minutes, then it's like, damn, Jeeves not on cooldown again.
So. I've been going through repair bills like crazy the past 2 days. Like for some reason, I've been taking a lot of, I don't know, I've been wiping a lot or something. That sounds really gross to say, by the way.
Because now you're thinking of the pug, aren't you?
I know, I'm thinking of the pug wipe. Like, aw. But I've been spending a lot of money, so I'm glad I'm getting some of the money back for finishing the dungeons.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. It's been fun, though. I've had relatively good luck. Stig and I had some trouble last night. We got some pretty jerky members in our pug, and we were like, oh. And then we got Oculus. So not only do we have jerks, we had Oculus. Oh. And we're like, and I actually had quests in Oculus that I had never finished because I could never get anyone to go with me.
Yeah.
So I was like, yes, pug, I can finally get people together, do Oculus. I was excited. And everyone else was like, oh, no way, man. F this.
Well, and that's one of the changes they made is to Oculus, and they made it a lot easier to do. Mm-hmm. Let me see here, the Guardian's aggro distance has changed, so it's easier to do. All of their total health has been reduced because everybody hated that dungeon.
I hated that dungeon,
I've
too.
Done it once, and that's it.
The problem is it's just...
Nomergon. Everyone hating Nomergon and no one wanted to do it.
Exactly.
Well, there's such
exactly.
a bad taste in everyone's mouths of that dungeon now. It's like, even if they've improved it, it's like, oh, I just bad memories.
Yeah,
I totally agree. Totally agree. The next thing that I really liked was in Naxx, and this is a stupid little small thing, but you can, the portal to, what's her name? Saffron.
Mm-hmm.
Saffron is open all the time now, so you don't have to clear all four quadrants to go into there. And what that really helps with is when you're trying to get the less is more achievement, where you only do it with 8 people.
Were you there with us last night?
No, I didn't get a go last night.
We tried to do it. It did not happen.
Oh, really?
No. We tried going in with eight.
It's easier to get in there now.
Yeah. We tried three times and we're like, ugh, forget it. We'll do another wing.
Well, and what... But before, it was really, really difficult to get through that last boss on the military because you actually need like four tanks or four tank-type people to actually make it work. Well, when you have that, your DPS is really low. It's a lot harder to do. And that boss wasn't a criteria for the achievement anyway. So they just made it easier to do that achievement without, you know, going through all the pain. So I thought that was
cool. Yeah, for people that want to do those achievements.
Yeah.
Which is like everyone now. except for my husband. He's like, I'm refusing to do those. I'm just playing. I'm like, okay.
Really?
I'm kind of the same way. I'm like, if an achievement happens, it happens. Yeah. And if it doesn't, I don't go seeking them out as much as other people do.
Yeah. You know, I think when I notice one that I'm close to, I'm like, ooh, you know, and you get in on it and you're like, okay, I got to do it now. But if it's one of those that you're just looking at, you're like, oh, I'm too far away. Screw that.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like the PS3 achievements too. I'm hooked on those now.
Oh, yeah. So. I've always been kind of an achievement junkie though, so I'm surprised I'm not more into it. But you know what? I figured out that I can't do... Is it Thaddeus that does the electricity, the negative and positive?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't freaking figure out how to do it. Like it's been explained to me 50 times easily. Like, well, if you're positive charge, you want to go around the right side. And if you're negative charge, you want to go around the left side. And you want to make sure you're around people with the same charge. And yeah, I know. It's in my head. No, it does not happen that way. I have been the first person to die on that battle every single time I've gone into it.
First hit. They're like, okay, V, you just stand back there. We'll take care of this and we'll pick you up in a little bit.
I just can't figure it out. I think I have to go on YouTube and like watch that battle like a million times just to figure it out.
Oh, that helps sometimes. Crazy. That really does.
Yeah.
So the other thing I noticed was the quest tracker.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't tell. At first I was like, is this Quest Helper? Did the upgrade? But there's actually now upgrades to Quest Tracker, correct, Kim?
Yeah.
Yep. I haven't really tried it because I've only been on my Hunter and I've been doing the dungeons and things like that. But I did turn it on and it's pretty cool. I guess I just have to get used to it. I was used to Quest Helper and I liked Quest Helper. Although it took up so much RAM and memory, it was ridiculous. So I'm glad to get rid of that. But it shows you on your map, and when you pull up your quest log, it has a little button for your map, and it will pull that up right there in it and show you where it's supposed to be. So it's pretty cool so far, and it's got some different quest tracking, automatic quest tracking on your that will be like a little heads-up display for you. So it's pretty cool. I haven't really played with it as much as I want to yet.
I was still, like I said, I'm like, which one is this? Is this in WoW or is this actually the add-on that I have? So at first I wasn't really sure because it was definitely looked different. So
I've been having a lot of add-on drama lately. And so when I opened my quest log for the first time after installing 3.3, there was nothing there. Because I don't know if it was Cartographer or if whatever Quest Helper, whatever add-on I was using to track my quests and their locations, it totally was foobarred up and nothing was coming up when I hit the quest log. It would give me this weird error. And so I finally went back out and disabled all my add-ons and then I went back in, did them one by one. And so now I'm using the WoW one. It's not bad. It makes it useful without being too easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes a lot of the Quest Helper add-ons or Cartographer make it too easy to find your objective. It's good if you're in a rush, but it kind of takes some of the fun out of it.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, this shows you the general area.
The zone, yeah. I like
which
that.
Which is good.
And I like that it has the quest on the right-hand side, and then it tells you more details down on the bottom, and then it has the map. And so it kind of gives you a full view of kind of what... Because that was one of the things that I would do. I would hit map... And then I go, oh, wait a minute, what did the quest say? And then I go over the quest. So I like that it kind of puts everything in one place, a nice little place for you to be able to have the quest there to read it. Because that's the other thing I'm so bad about. I just, Quest Helper just told me where I needed to go, so I never really even read a lot of the quests.
Right, right.
So at least now I'll probably end up reading it because you have to figure out, okay, where am I going? Where do I need to do?
Well, that's actually good. You should, because you know it enhances the experience.
You know, the other thing I noticed?
Not that I do either. But...
So I went into Ice Crown Citadel to talk to, I guess, I got the quest in Dalaran off of the bank steps. So she tells...
Right, the breadcrumb
yeah,
quest.
Yeah, so I went in there. What I was expecting was, you know, talk to this woman and then it'll be pages and pages of text that would be something I would have to read. And she actually speaks the whole thing to
yeah.
you, which I was like, oh, that's nice.
And then she's like, let's go. And you're yeah. like, wait, what? No, I need a group.
Exactly. That's exactly what I did.
Wait a moment. Yeah, you got to be careful because they do just go. We left someone behind today on the third dungeon. And he's like, I'm not in there with you guys right now. You realize that? And we're like, oops, sorry. So have you guys done the new disenchanting option? The new greed and need thing?
I saw that, yeah. though. I'm excited to use that on my priest because that's a I have a enchanting on that one.
Yeah, I got a nice fat shard from it yesterday.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, and cool. what's really
so
cool
how does
is,
it work?
It you push the button. There's need and greed, and then to the right of one of them, there's a disenchant button. And so then when something comes up and you have an enchanter in your group, it I don't know how it works on the enchanter side. But on our side, it just drops a shard in your bag.
Oh, wow.
If, I don't know if a certain number of people have to click disenchant. Like, I don't know how that works. If
yeah,
some
I don't.
Hit need or greed and others hit disenchant, how does that work?
I would think that the person doing the disenchanting would say, I'll disenchant this, and then it would just go up. Does
oh,
it go
so
up for everyone to then roll on?
If they greed it, if you greed it, so disenchant and greed are the same thing, but so if whoever rolls the greed or wins the greed roll, if you push just greed, you get the item, but if you push disenchant, you get the map off of it. Yeah, so
okay.
It doesn't, it's just the same as greed.
Oh, that makes sense. That's kind
of yeah,
cool.
Because some people may need it or, you know, need it as they...
And they don't
like
have to, and they don't necessarily have to wait for the person to disenchant it. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
it just goes
really
straight
nice.
In your bag.
That's really nice.
Yeah,
yeah, that makes sense.
It, you know, it almost seems like it all of a sudden made everyone's eyes open up and say, "Oh, this need greed thing works." You know, really, the only thing that's changed is a disenchant option has been in there, but now I have had zero problems on the need greed thing since this started.
Oh, that's
interesting.
Hmm.
Now we need more enchanters floating around.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've only had like maybe two dungeons that's actually worked.
Yeah.
So, I don't
interesting.
Know.
So Veronica, you've actually completed all three dungeons?
I have. Yeah, we went through it straight yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And it didn't take too long.
That's cool. I haven't had a chance to play any of the dungeons, so I'm looking forward to that. But
they were cool. They're pretty
yeah,
cool.
They
so,
are
so
cool.
After you're done with the three dungeons, is there something else that you do, or is that it?
It just kind of ends. Oh. Yeah. I mean, well, there's a 10-man, right?
Right.
Which I haven't done yet. But I after the three dungeons end, that's it. The end of the quest line. I don't know where to pick up like new quest lines for the patch. I don't know what else to look for.
Yeah.
Is it just those, or is there more stuff going on?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Well, I think now, since they took away the dailies, they do have the weekly dungeon quest that you can do. But other than that, I don't think there's a whole lot of new quests out there. So it's really just the new dungeons and the new raids. And
yeah.
The raids, the way they're doing it is each week or every so often, I don't think they've actually said, they're going to open up new areas. So it'll be a progressive dungeon and they'll only open up new areas on some kind of timetable.
Right.
So, you know, you just can't rush through it really quick.
Yeah.
So have you looked at that area above Ice Crown? Have you
mm-mm.
seen that area?
No,
like, there's
I don't
a whole
think
new
so.
Area above. It's like shipyards and I'm wondering,
ooh,
I haven't
I'll
had
have
a chance
to explore
yeah.
that.
I haven't had a chance to really see how that applies, but I don't know. Yeah, there's like ships and it's this whole...
Oh, the they use... There are quests out there from the Argent thing.
Okay.
What is that?
Argent Tournament?
The Argent Tournament.
Yeah.
So oh,
there's,
right.
There's quests to go out there from the Argent Tournament.
Gotcha.
So, I better head up there then.
Yeah, I haven't.
I don't want to go back to the Argent Tournament.
I know. Yeah, I don't want to go back either. I kind of stopped after I got through all of those guys, and then they're like, oh, we've got a whole bunch more dailies for you to do. And I'm like, oh.
No, no. Yeah, I got my title. I got my Winema of Aggramar, and I was like, no, Winema of Thunderbluff. And then I was like, yeah, I'm going to be done with that for a while.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't enjoy that either. That was like work. So I'm like, yeah, we'll go on. I'll go farm or something.
Well, they definitely succeeded in pulling me back into the game because I had taken a break from it for a while. But now I'm excited to get back and play some dungeons. And
me too.
What is it? Badges of Frost or?
Yeah, you have Badges of Frost, and then now everything else drops the Badges of Triumph.
Triumph.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you can really get.
I worked so hard to get my 12 Badges of Triumph. now it's just going to be like giving away like candy.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's so nice, you know, because it was a struggle to get all those. Now it's like, okay, whew, I can start getting geared up again. Because for a while there, I was really stuck mm-hmm. on my gear. And I'm like, well, this isn't any fun. I can't gear up anymore. So unless it becomes a chore.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, I don't want to do that.
I was exactly at the same place. And I think that's probably why I went and started playing so many console games. I was really, we were playing Borderlands and all kinds of fun stuff. So,
are you playing Borderlands on the PS3?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're addicted to that.
Yeah. I took a break from that because I was playing Dragon Age for so long.
And you're playing on PC, right?
I was playing Dragon Age on PC, yeah. Although I installed Windows 7 on my gaming PC. And somewhere along the line, lost all my save games.
Oh, no.
And all my DLC.
Oh.
That I paid for, you know. So I've been in this constant back and forth with EA's customer service trying to get my DLC installed again without having to repay for it. And the save games weren't such a big deal because I had just beaten the game mm-hmm. like two nights before. So that wasn't too bad. I'd finished. I was going to start a new character anyway. But it was kind of disheartening to lose all the DLC.
Oh,
so 56 hours later, though.
The game is finished. So how what did you end up playing? What was your character on Dragon's Age?
I was an elf mage.
Okay.
I was a lady elf mage, arcane warrior spec'd, and I had a blast. I loved it. Loved it. And then I got Left 4 Dead 2 and Borderlands, and I rented Uncharted 2 from Gamefly. So I've got a lot of games that I need to catch up on now. Borderlands especially, I'd like to finish that.
Are you playing that on PS3?
Yeah.
Kim, I think, Kim, you're done with that, right?
Well, I finished all the regular, the main
quests. So you're level 50.
No,
I
thought
you were level 50 for some reason.
No, I finished all the quests. Now the only quests I have left are in the zombie part of it.
Is that the DLC? Do you have to buy that separately?
Yeah. It's like $10.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's pretty cool. It's a whole different world. So it's different enough that I've really enjoyed it so far. But yeah, I'm still on level 38. So I got a while to go.
I'm 19.
I'm 24, I think.
Ooh. We can group together.
Totally.
You're not that far ahead.
Yeah.
All right, let's change PSN IDs after for all of us.
Well, We got an email that was saying, you know, you're talking about Borderlands so much, you're wearing me down to buy it.
It's fun. It's so much fun.
It is a lot of fun. It's probably, I'd say, my favorite game of the year.
Oh, well, Uncharted 2 won Game of the Year last night at the Spike Gaming Awards.
That's what we heard.
Yeah, I saw that, which I did love Uncharted 2. That is such an incredible game. It just didn't pull me in as much as Borderlands. I got addicted to Borderlands. I really enjoyed Uncharted 2, and I think it's a better game, mm-hmm. but I didn't get addicted to it like I did Borderlands. And not addicted, but it just didn't pull me in like that.
My main problem is that Modern Warfare 2 came out, and so I can't literally get to my TV because of Riot.
Oh, yes.
Well, I just finished Modern Warfare 2. So I played through the single campaign, and then I was doing special ops with Patrick, Mm-hmm. And that was fun because there's one special op that you're basically racing each other. And I beat him the first time. So nice. Patrick, I love you. And so he's like, no, I want 2 stars too. So we were playing. And then the first time he went through, I cruised through, and then he was having trouble, and then he rubbed off on me, and then I was having trouble. So that was a lot of fun. But now I'm into multiplayer, and I don't know about you guys, but whenever I go into a new game, into a new area where I'm going to be interacting with people that I have no idea who they are, mm-hmm. I have a little anxiety.
Oh, big time.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
why I don't play multiplayer on Xbox Live. I just don't do it.
There's just something about, okay, I'm going in as level one. I just want to put a big sign over my head that says, I know I suck. I'm sorry.
Everyone has to start somewhere, but
exactly.
They always have the attitude that you suck no matter what.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's like, I don't
yeah.
even bother
it's
with
very
it
hard
anymore.
To do that. Very right. hard. Well, my son, he said, hey, will you buy me this game, Mom? And he's got the Xbox. So I told him, okay, I'll buy you this game if you then let me have your Xbox for a week so I can play the game. Still haven't seen the Xbox, so I'm waiting on that.
What game was
You're
it?
A cool mom.
I've bought him so many games.
You're one of those cool moms.
I'm think jealous. I am.
I know. I'm awesome.
Yeah, you know.
So going back to Dragon's Age, because I wanted to talk with you more about that game, Veronica, because I could not get into that game. Like, it literally put me to sleep.
Really?
Yes. And I was only hearing great things about the game, and so I'm like, well, I have to go get this game. So I went and got the game, and it really put me to sleep. It was just too talky, I guess.
It's very talky. It's very, very talky. And, you're playing that on console?
And I'm playing it on the PS3 too, so the controls are a little
I wouldn't
wonky,
recommend that.
You know, so
I think contractually I'm not supposed to say that, but
it's great on the PS3.
It's great on the PS3. No, but seriously, games like that are just more suited for the PC.
Yeah. Well, like, when I did Left 4 Dead, I did mm-hmm. Left 4 Dead on the Xbox first, and I really didn't play it until I got it on the PC.
Yeah.
And it was so much better on the PC.
I mean, it kind of sucks because you already bought it for console. To buy it again is kind of a pain.
Well, the nice thing is my husband will play it. So I just give it to him.
There you go.
Well, what's nice on the console, at least you can take it to GameStop and they'll buy it for at least a portion of the price.
I just found, speaking of stores that buy games, Amazon does buy back now.
Do they?
Yes.
I did not know that.
And they actually do a pretty good, depending on the game, there's like a whole forum thread about who should you sell your games to, GameStop or Amazon. It depends on the game. There are certain games that Amazon is giving way more than GameStop back for.
How interesting.
Wow. So I came across that a few weeks ago, and I was like, oh, that's, I have to keep that in mind when I want to sell some games.
Yeah, hmm. yeah.
So you like Dragon's Age, the questing, and
I loved it. I mean, I was a big Mass Effect fan, and it's kind of like combining Mass Effect and Warcraft in my head for me. And I liked the characters a lot, and the writing was very clever, and I just had a lot of fun doing it. I mean, I didn't do all the side quests, that would have taken forever, mm-hmm. but I did do the entire main quest line and all the DLC. And I was never bored. I mean, once in a while, I would kind of fast forward through some of the talking a little bit. But otherwise, I thought it added a lot to the story.
The one thing I was kind of disappointed in is that it is just single player. Like, I'm so used to now playing with my friends that I was like, oh, I want to play with my friends in this. And I'm like, oh, I can't.
It is kind of lonely.
Yeah.
You definitely, I was also very used to, you know, sitting around on WoW and being in Vent and just, you know, chatting with people. And so it is kind of a very different experience to suddenly be on your own in a game and just kind of, I don't know, spending 6 hours at a time playing in the middle of the night. And it's a little lonely.
Then you might feel, you know, a little, well, should I have a life right now or not?
Yeah. Well, the thing is that I was playing Dragon Age, and then Left 4 Dead 2 came out at the same time, mm-hmm. and Modern Warfare. And so all my friends on Steam were playing, you know, those two games, trying to get me to come on with them. And I don't have Modern Warfare on the PC. because we have it on the Xbox. And so I was like, well, I could play Left 4 Dead. And when it came out that night, I played it for a few hours, and then I just went right back to Dragon Age. I was like, I have to beat this game. I just have to beat it first.
So speaking of Left 4 Dead 2, how did you like that game? I mean, from what you've played of it?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of the multiplayer with friends on Steam, and I'm having a blast. I mean, it's kind of funny that it's a whole separate game. Like, I don't really feel like it should be a separate game. Yeah.
It's harder, I think, than the first one.
It's harder.
It's harder. It is harder.
It's way harder.
And I think they did that on purpose.
Yeah.
But what I learned from some of my friends at PC Gamer Magazine is that the architecture that they built it on is so drastically different from the first game that they had to make a separate game. There's just no way it could have been the same.
I can see that. Well, one thing, I have it on my PC too, and I was playing it on Steam, and I was playing through the Tunnel of Love part of it. So much fun. That night, I had a dream about going through the Tunnel of Love. It wasn't as gory as Left 4 Dead, but I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm dreaming about video games. Oh my gosh, this is crazy.
I have WoW game dreams all the time.
I do too. Yeah.
Not that weird.
So I played Call of Dead, or Call of Dead. Call of Duty.
That would be awesome.
So I played Modern Warfare 2 two nights in a row, and I had war dreams. Like, because Call of Duty was my first, really, besides Resistance, was my first first-person shooter. Mm-hmm. And I had never really played beyond that Resistance. And what I figured out is, for the longest time, I thought I would say, oh, I don't like first-person shooters. I actually really enjoy first-person shooters. There just has to be a story involved in the game. And I really... So, like, with Resistance and Resistance 2, I was really into the whole alien story. And so when I picked up Call of Duty, it, for me, was a great story. And there's parts of that game that just kind of... Since I travel a lot, I'm in airports a lot, and there's a whole airport scene that I was just like...
Ugh.
That freaked me out so much.
I know. I watched that. It made me very uncomfortable.
I didn't even want to shoot anybody. Like, I just walked through.
Like, yeah, you don't have to, at least.
Yeah. So, but.
Wow. Such a difference between my son, who's 17, and I asked him, well, what did you think of the airport scene? He's like, that was awesome. Oh, I'm like, man. Oh my gosh.
Little boys.
Exactly. I'm like, it didn't make you feel funny? He's like, that. But that was awesome. I'm like, oh my God. Okay.
It just was too close. It hit way too close to home for me, I think.
Yeah, totally.
Since, you know, airports are pretty much my second home.
Yeah, so, I know how you feel. Yeah.
So, yeah, I really do like first-person shooters. I really enjoy having a story involved and revolved around. Whereas Mark was like, oh, I just skipped through everything. He just wanted to get to the moments where he's go around shooting stuff. So,
well, and that's like me on my first experience with first person shooters was really Halo. Well, not my first, but my first big one. But it was all co-op, and my son was like, "Come on, you know, we're gonna play." And I was so lost, and I was getting shot all the time and killed all. I'm like, this sucks. And so I just stopped playing them all together. But I think it's really the campaigns that I like more than the multiplayer ones.
I typically like the campaign better as well, especially for first-person shooters. Gears of War 2. Like, I just like doing the campaigns, and Modern Warfare, the original one, I played that through. And I'll eventually do the campaign on Modern Warfare 2, but it's going to be not for a while. I have too many other games that I'm really kind of emotionally invested in right now that I want to finish and see through to the end before I pick up this one.
I felt the same way. I just finished Wet, and I was like, I was determined to finish that game. So I finally finished it, and I can say it's complete.
Yeah. It's nice to be a completionist.
Yeah. Well, and then I did Ghostbusters too over the weekend. Did you guys play that yet?
No.
It's like watching and playing Ghostbusters 3. It was great.
Oh, fun.
So I had a really good time with that. So.
I'll get that on Gamefly. Give it a shot.
It's a really fast play too. So it's kind of neat. So, well, Is there any other things that we want to talk about before we close this segment?
I hope that's I've been WoW and Left 4 Dead has really been my gaming life for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Totally.
So, well, with that, I just wanted to thank you, Veronica, for coming on the show and talking with us about what games you're playing and all that fun stuff.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'll see you guys in game.
That sounds great.
Yay. Thanks so much.
We'll have to do more of the 3.3 stuff.
Oh, yeah, later. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, we will definitely. Right. On that.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye, V. Well, that was really cool. So really getting another woman's perspective of some of the games that she's playing. I was really happy to hear about Dragon's Age and somebody that really enjoyed it, because I know there's a lot of people out there that are enjoying that game. Unfortunately,
oh, yeah.
I can't say I'm one of them.
Well, there's been a couple of other people I saw on Twitter who said, yeah, I don't like it either. So you're not the only one.
Yeah.
Not the only one. But I think you're in the minority.
Yeah, I think I am too.
Definitely in the minority.
And like she says, you know, there's a great storyline to it. And I probably would get into that game if it was on a PC, number one, and if I weren't so distracted with some of the other games that I'm playing right now. So.
Yeah, and I bet you that has a lot to do with it, is all these other games right now is really distracting you.
Yeah, so. I forgot to mention, since I was traveling, I finally got a chance to play Little Big Planet on my PSP.
And so how does that differ from having it on just your PS3?
It is awesome. I love it on the PSP.
Oh, really?
I love it because, number one, it's not just a port of the old game to PSP. It is a brand new game.
Oh, I didn't realize
new
that.
New levels, new little actions that you can make the Sackboy do. You can do all kinds. If you really like Little Big Planet on PS3, you'll love it on the PSP.
I'll have to get that.
And it's just great. I mean, I spent like, you know, 2.5 hours both ways playing Little Big Planet, and just it made my flight just cruise right on by.
Zoom by.
Didn't even realize it. I'm like, oh, I can't play anymore. I have to turn it off.
Well, I don't have a PSP. My husband has a PSP, so I have to ask his permission to
use
it.
Should borrow it. It's yeah. A lot of fun.
Well,
and
I'll
it just
to do that.
You know, at first I thought, oh, it's, you know, it's going to be too small, but it translates beautifully, and
oh, that's awesome.
I love it, and I love the fact that there's whole new levels and there's new, just a lot of little new things that I really like it more than the PS3 version. So,
and that's such a feel good game.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
These some of these other games, you know, okay, Borderlands, just take for instance. You know, it's your adrenaline just gets going with that game versus Little Big Planet. It's just a fun game.
It just
and
makes you smile.
Enjoy it. Yeah. You just can't help. I love putting the little shark on, little shark outfit. That's my favorite one. I have a little shark dude running around.
Well, in the first version of the game, you could really only do a couple of things with your little guy, like raise his hands and be like, ooh, wee, woo. On this version, you set your action, whether it's happy, mad, sad, I can't remember what the other one is. And then when you click the right and left triggers on the top, and then you hit those buttons, they do different things. So when he's happy, he does backflip. Or if you go to the side, he does like a little karate chop thing. So he does like all these little different actions that he didn't do in the first version.
So oh, that makes it so much more fun,
it's too cute.
Oh, the little guys are so adorable. Yeah. I mean, how can you not love them? Little sack boys.
So I definitely give that game 2 thumbs up.
Cool. Well, I'm going to have to get that and then borrow my husband's PSP.
Yeah. I know I told the audience that once I finished Wed, I would kind of give my final review. And it's if you're familiar with Movielicious, and we have like a woot, meh, and lame, that this is a meh.
it started out a woot. It
definitely started out a woot, but it got old fast. And the style and the music is really the only reason why I'm giving it a meh. Otherwise, I would have given it a lame. The gameplay was really hard just because it was repetitive. And literally, if I did not play it nonstop and I went back to it, I would forget the controls, which made it even harder. And I can't tell you how many times I died. It was ridiculous.
that just doesn't sound fun. But I never really liked, I played the demo of it and it didn't really do anything for me. Yeah. So.
And they need to bring the price of that game down big time because it's still full price and it's just, it's not worth it.
Wow.
So, yeah. Hmm. So, yeah. Okay, so let's move on to internet buzz and news. I know we had mentioned the video game awards.
Yeah, those are cool, from Spike TV.
Yep, so Spike TV every year puts on the video game awards, and that was just last night it went on, right?
Yeah. I didn't see it on the TV.
I'm sure that they're replaying it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, they'll pre-play it.
So some of the games that won, Uncharted 2 won Game of the Year. Best graphics and best PS3 game. Wow.
Yeah, it really took everything, took a lot of it away.
Yeah. Dragon's Age won best RPG and best computer game. Rocksteady Studios won Studio of the Year, which produced Batman Arkham Asylum. And yeah. God of War 3 is the most anticipated game.
So my only question with this is, what's the criteria for, you know, nominations, right, and winning and everything else? I have no idea, and I couldn't
It's probably
really
on somebody's
it.
Website in very fine print.
Yeah, it probably, because I couldn't I went to Spike TV and I couldn't find their criteria on there. So I'm like, is this just a whatever we feel like nominating?
Whoever shows up.
Yeah. Oh, they showed up. Okay, you win.
That's how I think the MTV Awards work.
Probably. I can totally see that. But I'm not sure. There was who hosted it this year? I'm not sure.
Yeah, it didn't say in the article, like, who's the host. It seemed like there was a bunch of stars there. So, like, Tony Hawk and Felicia Day, Jake Gyllenhaal. Those were the people that, I guess, presented the awards. But I didn't see any. Since I haven't seen the award show, I haven't really noticed who was the kind of the host of all of it. It didn't even seem like there was one, but I would.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal was there, but I don't think there was.
I don't think he was the host.
No,
last
I don't
year,
think so.
Last year, Jack Black, I think, was the host, and he did like this whole video game number. It's actually quite funny. It's probably on YouTube somewhere.
So. You know which one kind of, I think, cheat is like a little cheated one, is best soundtrack. And the winner was DJ Hero.
Oh, really?
Well, that just doesn't seem fair, does
no.
it? That's a game about mixing songs.
Right.
I would think that best soundtrack would be something from a game that's not about music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So that's what I'm wondering. Who picked these?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Sorry. I was thinking, I was like, I don't know. I wonder why. Well, and then the other thing we were talking about is what happened to Borderlands?
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Where's Warcraft? And
I think that Borderlands only got one nomination out of all of this.
Wow.
I think it was best PS3 game.
Oh,
was
so it?
It
was up with that with Uncharted 2. Well, you know,
no, it wasn't in there.
Uncharted 2 is a pretty awesome game.
Oh yeah, no, I have no doubt that they did a good job and they should have won Game of the Year, because I definitely think it's an incredible game. The graphics, the acting, the story, mm-hmm. everything.
You know, I just watched something really interesting that it's downloadable content on the PlayStation Store. You can download, and I'm trying to remember where it was at. It's on the PlayStation Store, but it's Uncharted 2 and it's interviews. It's like a whole round robin interview with all of the actors that did the voices.
Oh, cool.
It was really neat. So Drake was there and they also had some of the casting people and the directors. So it was really neat to hear the voices and actually see the faces. And surprisingly enough, the actors that did the voices are the characters in the game are are similar to what they look like.
I did see that. I saw some kind of making of video. I'm not sure if it was on the PSN network or not, but I noticed that too. I was like, hey, they kind of look like that.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of neat. I mean, not identical. I mean, the people in the game are much more. Better. I mean, they're younger and they're more fit and things like that. But
I can't imagine that.
No woman has an ass like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. There is no woman in the
world. I'm sure there is, but.
Well, Megan Fox, seriously, she could probably pop off. But it's a thumbs, though. You know, they. Can you imagine a video character? I'm sorry. I won't bring that up again. Oh, Borderlands was nominated for Best RPG.
Oh.
And Dragon Age won it.
What? Oh, that's disappointing.
Okay, this is who was nominated. Borderlands, Demon's Soul, Dragon Age, and Mario and Luigi, Bowser's Inside Story.
Oh, that's weird.
It is weird. I don't know. But at least, you know, there's some recognition for the gamers out there. So
it is cool that there's a video game award show.
Well, you know, and I was shocked. I didn't see my invitation.
Yeah,
do they know who we are?
Oh my gosh. It'll be in the mail next year, I bet.
Yeah, next year, totally. Yeah, definitely.
So
I won't be counting on it.
So another thing that I came across in USAtoday.com was that they're starting up a new Lego series.
Yes.
Not that we don't have enough of them, because we have Indiana Jones. And
this one is really exciting.
Yeah.
I am excited about this. Harry Potter.
Harry Potter as a Lego character.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
I bet you it's going to be cute. The only problem I have with stories that I already know, like Star Wars and Indiana Jones, playing those movies, I was kind of bored with it, because it's very, I mean, there is not a lot that would be different in any of the Lego games. You have to really like playing Lego games to play not only Lego games, but a story you already know through. So,
yeah. And my son had said that there was a couple of the Lego games that didn't actually follow a story. Mm-hmm. And I think, was it Indiana Jones that didn't actually follow the story?
No, it followed the story.
Oh, well, he was telling about one of them. I can't remember. But he said that one was a little bit better, because
they did come out with an Indiana Jones 2 Lego. And I haven't played that one. So maybe that's what he's talking about. I'm not sure. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm actually excited about this. I mean,
Batman was the one that was a new story.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's the one. Because I have that one then.
Yeah. And that was a whole new little story.
You know. But they said that they'll recreate the scenes and the plot twist of the first four Harry Potter books. Plus, you know, you can go to Hogwarts and Diagon Alley and the Forbidden Forest. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just such a magical setting that I'm excited about it.
Yeah. So, and then
I'll definitely be getting that.
Yeah, I probably will be too. I really like it on the DS. Like playing them on the DS, those are fun on the DS. Not so much on the big screen.
Yeah, I've got it on the PSP is where I got it at. Mm-hmm. And it was fun, because I could just take it with me and stop whenever I wanted. And because my mobile, you know, my handheld ones are for in the car, or if I'm stuck someplace, you know, waiting for my oil to be changed, or you know, something like that.
Do you ever get weird looks when you pull out your PSP or your DS?
Oh, a ton of them. But you know who I get the most looks from? The adults don't look at me that much, but like 8 to 12 year old kids will look at me and they're like, "What are you doing? You're not supposed to be playing that." And I'm, you know, I'm like, "I'll beat your butt in this."
Exactly. Come on, let's sync up.
I'm weak, man. I'm weak. Yeah, and then the parents are like, "Stranger danger, stranger danger."
My little cousin, I went to go visit him, and he's like, "You have a PSP and a DS?" I go, "Yeah." And he's like, "Oh, So he decided he wanted to play the DS. And guess which game he picks out of all of my games? I have like tons of games on the DS.
What?
Brain Age. I was like, okay, kid, there you go. Knock yourself out.
if you want to have fun with that one.
He was loving that. That really? And that and I Spy. He was, you know.
Oh, well, I can see that. I love I Spy.
Because I had like the Lego. I had all kinds of Mario games. I had, there was some other ones I'm trying to think. But there was at least 15 games he was able to pick from. And those were the two that he played for like 3 days, just nonstop.
That's weird, the Brain Age one. I'm shocked at that.
He was into it, so.
Wow, because I don't like that game. Makes me feel stupid.
Math is fun.
Really? I hated Brain Age. Well, because it had a lot of math in it.
Well, I think what he was doing, because I had done a few levels of it, I think he was trying to beat my Brain Age.
Ah!
So he was like...
Did he do it?
I don't think he did.
At least you're not going to tell us if he did, huh?
No, from what I understand, because I remember him saying something, and my dad goes, well, she is older, and she's been to, you know, she's been to college. He's like, he goes, you're almost there, you know?
Aww. Well, that was sweet.
It was sweet. That was sweet. So in our What the H News, you had an interesting find, which I was like, really?
Yeah, I was really shocked about this too. So on Facebook, anybody who's on Facebook always gets spammed with all of their friends who are playing Mafia Wars or Yeovil or Farmville, all those games. Well, I found an article on Gamma Sutra, and it is saying that Facebook is bragged to the public, and this was dated the 4th of December, that Farmville has over 26 million daily users.
What?
In excess of 69 million monthly users to its name.
Gosh. So what's the premise of this game? I don't understand it.
So you start out with a little plot of land, and you start planting crops, and you can harvest the crops and then sell the crops and then buy more seeds. You have to water them. You have to tend them, things like that. And eventually you can buy more property around it. You have neighbors you can go visit and earn money by tending their crops or helping them out. So it's a little social game, and it's really addictive. I didn't get that addictive to it, but I know so many people who this game is like, you know, they're sending me notes, please send me a pineapple tree or, you know, whatever it is they want. And, you know, so the premise is, and then you can build it up and build it up till you can buy houses on it and build a little farm. You know, you have your barn and your animals and everything else.
Almost like a, yeah, like a, you know, you don't really have to commit to it. Sims.
Oh yeah. It's a sim game. And if you don't tend your crops or pick them at the right time, they die, you know?
Well, that sounds like a, what is it? Oh,
Animal Crossing.
Crossing.
Yeah.
Where the weeds grow.
It kind of reminds me of Animal Crossing, kind of a cross between Animal Crossing and Sims. But people get way addicted to it. Really addicted to it. So, I mean, 69 million monthly users.
That's amazing.
That is crazy. So, I don't know. And that basically that's more users than Twitter.
That's amazing.
I know.
It makes me feel like, oh, should I be playing this game?
I didn't. Okay. I got full. And I'll admit this.
Full
I do
disclosure.
Play Mafia Wars.
You yes. play Mafia Wars.
I play Mafia Wars.
You know what
but
I do, though?
I don't spam anything to my friends. Every time it says, do you want to post this on your wall? I'm like, no.
You know what I do, though? Whenever I see that, I just say, hide anything from Mafia Wars. So if you are putting it, I would never even see it. So
I do that. I do that as well.
So there you go.
Because it is annoying to people, you know? Yeah. And
but there's ways that you can, if it is annoying, you can hide that stuff. So
yeah, but I just don't want to do it to my friends. And I'm out there, you know, killing for the Russian mafia, so I'm good.
You know who else is playing Mafia Wars, who was trying to get me to play, was Eric.
Was he really?
Yeah, so you should play him. He would love that.
I don't think that. I'm his friend on Facebook. I'm going to have to friend him. But he might think I'm stalking him again. So I don't know if I should do that. Okay, we won't go there.
We're just making fun. We love you, Eric. Okay, so moving on to bargain buys and iPhone games. We put those two in the category because iPhone games are usually pretty cheap. I have a recommendation for an iPhone app that is the best price, which is free. And it's not necessarily a game, but it is made by a gamer. And that's our friend Scott Johnson. So Scott just recently came out with an iPhone app. If you don't know, you can have it on your iPhone or your iPod Touch. And basically it is a collection or way to look at all of his wonderful comics through the years. So you can, it reminds me of another app that I have. It's a Daily Dilbert comic.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually Dilbert spelled backwards. So, and of course, I'm not going to be able to say it.
Yeah, I don't want to embarrass myself.
But with that one, you only get one strip a day. You can't go through them. With Scott's app, I love it, is because you can, so you'll get the daily, hit whatever new one is out. And you can also go and randomly pick any one from his archive. And he's been doing this a really long time. I just got one that was from 2003. So it's really, really cool to see all of his comics that maybe if you've gone to his website, myextralife.com, maybe you haven't had a chance to go back through the archives. So it's a neat way to really get familiar with a lot of his comics, and you can mark them favorite. And so I loved it. So I wanted to recommend that if you haven't.
Yeah.
Because it is video game culture.
It was a lot of fun, and it has a lot of video game comics on it.
Exactly. Because
that's what he does. So
yeah. So my favorite one was it was Mario, and for some reason Mario's pants was off, and I'm trying to remember. But I was like, oh, that's pretty funny. So I was like, favorite. Because, you know, you don't always see Mario with his pants off. So
you don't.
No.
Yeah.
So
no,
that's my recommendation for the show. The other thing that I did come across was an article at Microsoft that listed five great time wasters, which I thought was kind of interesting. And you can actually, so I'll put a link in the show notes, but they went through, and the premise of the article was, if you got 10 minutes left on your lunch hour, this is what you're going to do with them. So they're kind of quick games. There's some pop cap games in there. So what's some of,
Aqua Bubbles.
Yeah.
That's like a little shooter, which I love those kind of games.
Like Souls.
Those are so relaxing.
Yeah. I mean, and I looked at a lot of these, there's trials, and I think some of them, there's for like $20, there's a pro version and there's a free version. So there's a number of them. So there's like a interesting solitaire type game that I was like, huh, I wonder.
Yeah, I've never seen that one, but I really like those unusual solitaire games.
Yeah. And then there's like a Mahjong type game. So those are the kinds of games that, when I used to work in an office, I was addicted to Free Cell. And that
were you
was,
really?
I was. And so I go in and I play like five games of Free Cell. And surprisingly enough, you know, that really got me, my mind going. So I would spend, you know, 20 minutes doing games, but that really got me mentally, you know, at 8 a.m. in the morning, ready for the day. So
because you've got to engage your brain before you can actually start working.
Yep. So
you know what's weird though, at my work, I work for a very, 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 very large company that's, you know, like worldwide big, and all our computers have the image on it that they put on, and they've taken all the games off of it. So all those standard games that are normally come with Windows, all gone.
All
and I'm
gone.
Like, that's ridiculous. You took off this stupid little solitaire game.
They probably read somewhere, some study that said how much money you're losing with your employees playing those games.
Probably. And
I'm
it's
sure.
just ridiculous. Yeah. It's just ridiculous. Because, you know, people can go and, well, actually they can't go put them back on because then we have this program running in the background that goes and checks everyone's computer.
But they could go play a Flash game that they don't have to download.
Yeah. Well, if you can get to it, though, because they've got so many things blocked. I can't even get to Our Ladies of Leet.
Oh, what?
Yeah, because it says gaming in it.
So oh, I can't get to it
from my work computer. But I don't go into work that often. So, you know, I work from home most of the time. So I can get on my own computer and get to it most of the time. So that's nice.
That but stinks.
These are good games just to take a mental break.
Exactly.
It's you really got to do that. You cannot work 8 hours straight with your brain engaged the whole time.
Brain engaged. That should be a game.
Oh, it should. Oh, we need to start working on that. We need to start working on that.
Okay. So, well, we've come to the end of the show, but we...
Okay. So last week we got zero emails, our last show. And so this time we made a little plea and we got tons of emails. So I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to read them all.
Yeah. But we want to say thank you to everyone that wrote. That was really,
yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah, it's incredible. You guys are so nice. We have the greatest fans. Mm-hmm. I was telling Nicole that I'll get on WoW and I'll get whispers, you know, 3-4 times a week. People just saying, we love your show and you're doing such a great job. And I appreciate that so much. Thank you guys so much.
We enjoy doing the show. So it's kind of, I really do enjoy doing the show. Gives me a chance to really get in and have an excuse to go buy some of these games.
That's exactly it. And so now I can tell my husband, this is research, honey. This is research. And but he's so sweet. You know what he does is, okay, I am like not a very good housewife. And so he does all the cooking. Aww. And he goes to the grocery store and he'll come home from the grocery store with these gaming magazines. I mean, these magazines I never even saw of before. And I'm like, that is so cool. He rocks.
Oh, that's really sweet.
I love you, Randy.
Oh. So speaking of the emails, do we want to read a few of them? We did get quite a number, so...
Yeah, I'll read a couple of them here. The first one is from Matt, and he says, hey, so after your plaintive cry for mail at the end of your last email, yeah, I thought I'd better write in. I love you guys. You have such a great show and lead me to other great shows like Movielicious.
Movielicious.
Yay. If you guys don't know, Nicole does the other podcast, Movielicious, with Patrick Beja and the Terpster, Mark Turpin. Gotta listen to it. It is the best movie review podcast
those,
out
those
there.
Those two make it great. It's a lot of fun.
Don't sell yourself short, man. You're
I'm just awesome. There for sometimes to disagree with them.
No way. You are such a huge part of that show. He goes on to say, I really only play WoW these days, but was a big console gamer as a kid, so I enjoy all of it anyway, and I have to say I couldn't get into Dragon Age either. It felt too dry and slow, especially next to WoW. I was like, yes, someone agrees with me. I'm at work at the moment, so I can't make it long, but I check in every 2 weeks from down in Australia. Awesome.
That's really cool.
You guys do an awesome job. Keep up the great work, Maddie. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate that, and it's incredible. We have listeners from all around the world.
I know. I really want to go to Australia. I'm going to try to make a trip to Paris to go see Patrick sometime next year. So
how nice.
That's like my 2010 goal.
Oh,
to go somewhere.
So much fun. Yeah. I wish I could do that. Well, I am going over to Germany to visit my friend this week. So next year, not this week. Yeah. Okay.
It's so funny. I travel so much, but I really am primarily U.S. based. I just went to Canada, and I did go see Randy and Samantha. So, hi, Randy.
And,
hi, Samantha.
And their little baby in the belly.
Yes. Yep. So, I went to Canada just this past weekend, and that was a lot of fun. It was great seeing those two. So.
That's really awesome. I enjoy when I can see them. I used to travel a whole lot overseas. I used to go to Russia and China and Taiwan all the time. But I don't go overseas anymore, which sucks because I really enjoy going over and seeing different cultures.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, and I will mention that I talked with Randy, and we're going to have Randy on the show Even though it's Ladies of Leet, we're going to bring on some guys.
Yay. And Randy's going to be our first male guest.
Yes. That's
already promised him that.
Yep.
So, sorry, Mark.
We'll have Mark on too.
The other one I wanted to read was from Molly, not me, but another Molly. Maybe that's actually her real name. I don't know. I'm thinking of getting an Xbox 360 soon. And while it sounds like there are a lot of games I will love to play on it, I was wondering if you could recommend some fun and easy to pick up multiplayer in the same room, not online games. Rock Band is the only one I know of. I know these games are up the Nintendo alley, but surely there's some for Xbox.
Oh yeah, definitely. Do you have an Xbox, right? Your son does?
My son has an Xbox.
So one of the games that I picked up that I'm a big fan of, Seen It. So I love, I love movies. I do a movie podcast. So Seen It is something that was originally a board game, and they've expanded it out to video games. So you can purchase it for the Xbox. And I actually like it more on the Xbox versus just the board game DVD type, because you'll go through and everybody has their own buzzer. So there's four buzzers included, and it comes with the game. And then basically you just go through and play movie trivia. So,
oh, well, that's cool.
If you're familiar with like Buzz, for instance, on the PS3, kind of similar, but it's specifically, I think, to movies. There might be some expansions on it since I've played it, but yeah.
No, that sounds fun. And the other one I was thinking of is Trivial Pursuit. I had played it on my Wii, but they have the Trivial Pursuit for the Xbox as well. Mm-hmm. And it was a ton of fun. I really loved playing the Trivial Pursuit on the console. It was a lot of fun.
I'm trying to remember if any of the Lego games are on the Xbox, because any Lego game allows you to have multiplayer as well, because you have two characters. And if there's not two players playing, the computer plays the other character and you can go in between them. So, for instance, when Mark, he's like, oh, I want to play. So, and the nice thing is you don't have to start at the beginning. You don't have to start and progress through the game together. Anyone can come in and out of the game as they want to. So
you can just hop in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. And then there's always the fighting games, you know, which I don't really like those games, but I know my kids love those games. So those are always at least two players you can play. Like
Tekken just came out, right?
I don't know.
I think so. I was looking.
Are we a gaming podcast? Did I know this?
Well, there's certain games kind of slip by,
I'm not really into that. I've tried them. I really have, but I've just never got into those.
There are certain ones. For some reason, I was going through some old YouTube videos, and when Patrick came out to visit, he's going to probably be upset with me for telling this story, but yes, we were in a big electronics store, and there was I can't remember what game it was. It was Street Fighter, I think. And I think Patrick is really good at these games, so he's like, oh, and so he was playing just a random person, and Mark filmed it. And he filmed him getting beat.
Oh no.
So he's like,
that's why I don't like him because it's really fun. Always
it's
get
cute.
Beat.
But I will say that he came. Unfortunately, Mark didn't record the bit where Patrick won the next time.
Okay, so. Nicole.
He did. I swear. I was right. I was there. I saw him. He's pretty awesome in those fighting games.
Well, that's cool. I'm impressed by people who are, because I am not.
So.
At all.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's all our emails, but we do have a 5-star review.
We do,
Yes. It's by Selros, and I'm not sure, says, Nicole, Stephanie, and Kim have succeeded at producing an interesting show about gaming and gaming culture. These women do a great job mixing real life and up-to-date gaming news. It is also really funny. I have followed Nicole from Movielicious. Yay! And I'm happy to be introduced. And I'm happy to be introduced to Stephanie and Kim. They make a great team. Well, thank you so much.
This show, I'm so happy we were able to get Veronica on the show, but I really miss Stephanie too.
Yeah, this is a sad one. I know, we do miss you a lot, and you have to come back, and I can't believe you put your family over us. Where are your priorities, girl?
Well, the nice thing is we'll be able to, the next time we record, we'll have played the WoW content a lot more, so we'll be able to talk about it a little bit more and kind of her thoughts and what she's experienced. So I'm looking forward to hearing what she thinks.
She's a lot further in her rating progression than I am. And so I imagine she's going to get into the new Ice Crown dungeons.
Oh yeah. She'll get there way before us.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm sure she can give us all the lowdown on that, which I'm really excited to hear about.
Yeah. I meant to mention something. I just went to Target today, and I was going through the men's section. I wanted to mention they have the cutest gift idea for well, I guess girl too, but they're sleep short boxers, and they're in canisters that look like an Xbox controller or a PS3 controller.
Oh, how cool.
They're like, it's like $8.99. It was so cute. I took a picture of it and I just thought, oh, that's a great little, you know, Christmas gift idea. So I thought I would mention
really
it. I saw
nice.
That at Target, and they had like Gears of War, they had Halo, they had a whole bunch of gaming specific boxer shorts too. So
yeah, so. I can't see my husband wearing those.
But you have to, you know. They called them sleep shorts, so but they look like boxers.
Oh, but those are so comfortable. Yeah. I love those things.
So for both guys and girls. So I thought that was kind of neat. I forgot to mention that. So with that, I guess our next episode will be in a couple weeks. I'm still planning on playing Assassin's Creed 2. I just got so caught up with everything else. And I also picked up the Wii Fitness Plus to add onto my Wii Fitness to actually try out the Wii Fitness. So,
well, and that's what I plan on doing is each week I'm going to be reviewing a different Wii exercise
Ooh.
Video. And there's several of them out there. Yeah. So, and I thought, you know, okay, for one, I need to exercise. And two, there's so many out there and, you know, people really don't know how they actually are. So I'm going to start putting a weekly blog up mm-hmm. just the next few weeks after I do each of them. The one I'm really excited about is, what's that girl's name who's married to Jim Carrey or is Jim Carrey's girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Blonde girl. Well, she's
you
got
know who we're talking
she's
about.
She's got one. Yeah, whatever her name is.
She
and I'm really
to be
excited
on an
about
MTV game show. Oh, I can't remember her name for the life of me.
I know. I should have written it down. But I'm going to try hers, and I'm excited because it uses the camera instead of the board, and it, you know, shows you if your position is right and
oh,
things
so
like
you
that.
So you have to have a camera in order
Yeah, you have to have a camera for it. But,
I don't have a camera.
I don't either, but I was going to get
one
anyway.
I was going to say, how are you going to do it then?
Oh, no, I'm going to go get one. Are you kidding? I'm like, ooh, new stuff I can buy. I'll get it.
So let's see. Anything else before we go? Oh, I wanted to say, some of the emails, if you have any recommendations on, you know, good Xbox 360 multiplayer games, feel free to head over to ladiesofelite.com and post your comments on the blog post. So, and you can also email us at ladiesofleet@gmail.com. And you can follow us if you're into Twitter. You can follow me at Nicole Spag. And Molly, you're at Randy's Molly, right?
Randy's Molly. In fact, I'm Randy's Molly like everywhere on Steam, on PSN, on pretty much everything. So follow me anywhere.
And Stephanie, even though she's not here, she's on Twitter as XIAXIAN1. Did I get
One.
That right? Oh, I've got it right.
Yep.
So, and of course, from time to time, we have a specific Ladies Elite Twitter feed that we put, you know, little observances and ideas and what we come across in deals on games. So I'm always keeping my eye out, especially like on Amazon for any great deals. So
oh, yeah.
They have Amazon actually has... the game of the day, and you can get text messages sent to you on what the game of the day is.
I've
so
been doing that.
There's been some pretty good games. I'm like, ooh, 30 bucks for Call of Duty. Definitely. Really enjoyed Modern Warfare 2. I might like some of the earlier ones. So,
and then our Facebook.
Oh yeah, Facebook. You can now get to our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/ladiesofleet, as well as our community for more of an interactive forum type feel. That's our Ning community at ladiesofleet.ning.com. So yeah, you can get to all of those from the website if you just want to go to the website. So
we're there.
So with that, we just want to say thanks for listening, and thank you very much to Veronica Belmont for joining us on our first ever guest episode.
She's just so cool. Yeah. I'm so glad she was our first one.
Me too. So thank you, Veronica.
And our next one won't probably be until after the Christmas holiday.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I hope everyone has a very happy holiday and whatever you do during this time.
Lots of gaming. I have a feeling a lot of people are going to be playing games.
Oh, I know I am.
Me too. I'm taking 2 weeks off.
I am so excited. I have lots of free time coming up. So
awesome.
I'm very excited about that. More Farmville. Yay.
Well, have a great holidays. And thanks again. Bye,
thanks,
guys.
Thanks, everyone. Bye. That was fun. Veronica's so cool.
Oh, I love
she's
her.
Just such a pro. I mean, she's
just
like,
and I'm just like, we're lazy. We talk about games.
I know. You know, I think that's what people like about us is,
you know,
we're not like pretentious about it or anything.
We
we're
play
just
games.
Like, yes, okay, well, we know
we know why we're here.
Yeah, exactly.
And hopefully you do too.
Yeah, please don't take us too seriously.